I had a brother, Pat, who was also a Catholic priest and who worked for some time as a prison chaplain. He was very popular with everyone, but especially with the prisoners. Of course, prisons are run in a hierarchical manner, and the prisoners generally feel they are at the bottom of the heap. But Father Pat treated each one as though he were the most important person to him. He laughed with them, he helped them, he stood alongside them. And it began to dawn on them, here was a man of religion, Father Pat, who was on their side. Was it possible that God was on their side too? At Easter, we think about the wrongful death of an innocent man and of his resurrection from the dead. But it's also about who God is and where he chooses to be. And the extraordinary thing about our faith is that the God of Jesus Christ has come among us and lived and suffered and died on the cross, and God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus, the Son of God, who is risen, who is our Lord. And that Jesus now is not just on our side, he's with us and in a sense is waiting for us. St. Paul says every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the death of the Lord till he comes again. And he's going to come again. And that's why at Easter time, rejoicing in the resurrection of Jesus, Christians rejoice with a very deep joy. It was wonderful on Easter Day to be with the huge crowd here at Westminster Cathedral, and indeed by thought with everywhere else in the world, with the thousands of people who by their faith were saying, I believe in the risen Christ. He is with us, and he is our hope and our resurrection. Christ is risen, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.